right, team, how are we doing? This is Coach Dana Cavalier coming at you with the Becoming a Champion show. And I got to say, I haven't said that in a while. I've taken a little break from the show doing the monologue-based show. And as you know, over the last several months, I've had some guests come on, some different guests talking about some different things. But for me, I've always enjoyed the one-on-one conversation, the one-on-one podcast, where it's pretty much just me and you having a chat. And this morning, I want to chat. I'm recording in the morning, so I want to chat with you about my morning. And it was a very interesting morning, and I actually wrote about this here on March 7th. And it was about waking up and my wife telling me, "You complain too much. You've been complaining too much. You have been complaining. What are you complaining about? Everything's going so well." And, you know, I spent some time digging in on it, very little time, because it came to me pretty quickly. And I said, what the heck is leading to the complaining? And A, complaining could become a habit. Many people have it. And you got to watch for that. But for me, it comes from doing too much at one time. And alongside of that, having these crazy expectations to get so much done in such a short period of time, whether it's, hey, I'm going to start this new venture, I'm going to start this new program, and I expect excellence and victory right away. And that's not fair. So that pressure, right, I put that on myself, and then that pressure becomes frustration, and then frustration is what leads to the complaining. So that's one. Number two is not focusing on what is going really well, just looking for or at the next problem that needs to be solved. So much of my time is spent coaching. It's spent as a consultant, working with companies, working with individuals, helping them to identify and solve their problems. So what, as a coach, do you get used to looking for? You get used to looking for problems. So in looking for these problems, you condition your mind to find, see, identify problems, and then fix the problems. So what do you always find yourself looking for? Problems. And it's sometimes hard to turn off when you're helping clients with this. And then you go to your personal life, you're also looking for problems. So it's like, oh, what's next? What's the next problem? What's the next problem I have to solve? So anyway, I have to quit this. So I told myself, we're going to quit this. And many people have to quit something. So today isn't just about me complaining and being told by my wife that I'm complaining, but it's about quitting. So I have to quit the complaining by quitting doing too much and by quitting focusing on nothing but the problems. So my question to you as you listen to this today, what is it that you have to quit? What do you have to quit doing so that you can get to your next place? Now, some people, you need to quit your job. Some people, you need to quit eating too much sugar. Some people need to quit eating too many carbs. Some people need to quit making the excuse as to why they can't get into the gym and train. Some people need to quit the way that they think and the way that they act because they're not making the income that they desire. So they have to quit that so that they can get to that level that they desire. Some people need to quit living where they live and change their environment, get into a bigger house, get into a better house, get into a better neighborhood, get around better people, whatever it may be. But we always have something to quit. And I used this example of a gentleman I was coaching last week. We were talking about sales and he says, hey, I don't know if I'm doing well. I don't know if I want to do this. I'm not sure if it's for me. I performed so much better in the past, but I'm not performing as well now. And I said, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but something tells me you know what to do. And deep in my heart, I know that he will probably end up quitting in favor of something better that's in greater alignment with who he is and what he's all about. And that's a great thing. So today's message is this. Do not be afraid to quit. Don't be afraid to quit because sometimes and oftentimes quitting is the right thing to do. The other thing I found is so many of us, we drag our past into our present and we drag our past into our future. So it's like, well, I should be doing this because, or I should be fill in the blank because, and we start to justify and we start pulling all of this stuff forward and it never allows us to just get free and do what it is that we have to do and do what it is that we want to do and get to where it is that we want to go. So we have to be very careful with what we're doing and what we're quitting. We have to be intentional quitters And being a quitter is not a bad thing. So many times you hear, don't quit, just grind through it. Don't quit, just grind through it. And there's something to that, but there's also something to knowing in your gut and in your heart when it's time to quit. And we all have those moments. The question is, do you capitalize on them and actually quit and move towards what it is that you want to do? Or do you keep grinding through it? And that's the thing. You cannot grind through something that you just don't have any affinity for anymore, or any passion for, or any desire for anymore. All right. So I want you to think about that today. Simple lesson, real quick one today. What is it that we need to quit? And what is it that we need to move towards? What habits do we need to quit? And what habits do we need to move towards? And in doing that, you're going to start to see life change for you. It's going to change for the better. And hey, old coach here is telling you what I have to quit. So if I got something to quit, you have something to quit. I want you to just sit with it and think about, what is it? What is it that I have to quit? And if you need help, reach out and we'll coach you through it and help you figure out what it is that you have to quit, what it is that you need to quit, what it is that you want to quit, and what is in favor of that, what you need to do instead. Because we all need that. Well, if I'm going to leave this, where am I going towards? What am I moving towards? So that's what I want to share with you today. This is an important one, and I want to give you the power and to empower you so that you can quit what you have to quit and stop doing what it is that you're doing that is holding you back. So that's my message for you today. Don't be afraid to quit. Quitting is good. Quitting will get you where it is that you have to go. Don't be afraid to do it. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the Becoming a Champion show. I will be on with more episodes, more action. And again, I'm moving you through this champion's journey, getting you to where it is that you have to go. If you're not on the newsletter yet, head on over to danacavalia.com, get on the newsletter, and I'll have some new programs coming out in the future for you all to be part of and join. If you haven't joined the Champions Academy yet, we're having a great time in there. We show up every Thursday, 12 o'clock, and it's a great group of people that are empowering each other, challenging each other, and they're on to and doing some really great things. So check out Champions Academy at danacavalia.com as well. All right, I'll see you soon. See you next week. Stay strong. Let's go. See ya.